Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Welcome to another Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. We are in Luke chapter 5. Mark Schatz is across the desk here, and my name is Paul Adams, and we're ready to study today. And we've been looking in Luke 5 at some really fantastic points that are made there. And what we see is Jesus interacting with so many different people, and whoever he interacts with, he sees their need and provides what they need. We see that there were the fishermen who were focused on fishing and nets and not catching fish, and Jesus calls them to catch men. We see a leper who needs healing, and so Jesus provides that physical need of his, as well as a paralyzed man. But as we continue to look down through there, then we see a man who's a tax collector who needs to follow Jesus, and he has these needs in his life, and Jesus calls him to follow, and he follows. And then we see these Pharisees, how they are not seeing their own faults in any way. And they need to have the humility to see how much they need a physician, how much they need a Savior. And so, Mark, we'll come now to Luke chapter 5 and verse 33. And we see that these Pharisees and scribes, they're not seeing at all that they have a need to come to Jesus. They're just wanting to ask him a lot of questions.
Well, Paul, we've observed before the idea that the Pharisees, they did a lot of talking rather than listening, and that might have been part of their problem. Levi had given a big party. He'd invited other sinners and tax collectors together. We saw that last week. And the Pharisees and scribes began grumbling at that. And Jesus knew they were grumbling at it, and Jesus answers to them these famous words, "It is not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And Paul, if you think about just a normal person who thinks about themselves and who thinks about things, you might think, well, am I well or am I in need of a physician? And we see that the tax collectors and the leper and the fishermen and all the other people, they were honest enough with themselves to see their soul's need and to be able to be healed by Jesus in that way, both physically and one of them with his sins, Jesus talked to him about. But we come to these Pharisees, and they're not even self-observant enough to realize that, hey, maybe Jesus might be talking about me. Maybe I'm one that's a sinner. Maybe I'm one that's sick spiritually and needs to be healed. Because when Jesus says that, when he says the idea about the physician and that he didn't come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance, it's almost as though immediately, it says in verse 33, they said to him, "The disciples of John often fast and offer prayers. The disciples of the Pharisees also do the same, but yours eat and drink." So we have these Pharisees and they seem to be busy talking. They missed the point that maybe they were sinners and needed to repent. But they are on to something else. They're trying to trick Jesus up. They're trying to oppose him. And they're not applying truth to themselves. So they switched to this subject and they said, you know, John's disciples and our disciples, they fast, but yours don't. They just eat and they drink. And Jesus is going to answer and address them. And how does he answer, Paul?
Well, he teaches this. This teaching, he says, "Can you make friends of the bridegroom? Can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. Then they will fast in those days." I think, Mark, Luke is writing about here and what Jesus is speaking about is how there are major changes coming. Right now, they have Jesus with them. It's not a time for mourning. When he's gone, there are going to be some very serious days that lie ahead. But he's talking about there's major changes that are taking place. But it seems like these people who knew the old law so well couldn't see that that was God's plan to bring about big change. And they couldn't see in their own lives they needed to make changes.
Right. The message of the whole old law, which these Pharisees and scribes should have been real familiar with, was that there was going to be a new covenant. There was going to be a Messiah come. There was going to be a major change. But one thing we see from these Pharisees and these scribes is they're comfortable with the way things are. They like them the way they are. They like feeling that they're righteous and they don't need to change. They like looking down on others and just feeling more righteous than others. And we see how they're going to be resistant to change even as the Gospels play out, and we see their role in persecuting Jesus and killing him. He tells them a parable in verse 36 in response to this attitude or to this question. And he says, "No one tears a piece of cloth from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. Otherwise, he will both tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old." So he's going to make another comparison here, but stop and think about the idea of taking a piece of cloth, new cloth. It's strong cloth. It's not faded. It's clean. And you're going to use that to patch old cloth. And what are some things that are going to happen there, Paul?
Well, what we see there is that Jesus is talking about that the changes that he's bringing about are not just going to be a patch into the old law, but rather there's going to be a major change. There's going to be a change of the law. And so as Jesus talks about that here, he's going to take that new fabric, that new cloth, and there's going to be a whole new system, not just a modification of the old system. They're going to have terrible problems with this kind of change. The Gentiles are going to be received, and they're not going to like that very much because they've been in charge, and they've been God's favored people, and they've been these highly respected ones, and now these Gentiles who they look down upon are going to be equal with them, and they're not going to like that kind of change. Now, Mark, there's another part of the parable that Jesus speaks here, beginning in verse 37.
He says, "And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled out, and the skins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, wishes for new, for he says the old is good enough." So he continues to elaborate on this parable, and he's telling them the same thing. The idea here, you don't put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, it's going to swell up, and it's going to bust, and it's going to destroy the old wineskins. That there's a new way and a new thing that's going to happen. And I liked what you said earlier about the idea of patch. It's not a patchwork. What Jesus was bringing into the world, this gospel that he was going to die on the cross, and he was going to bring into the world, was not something that needed to be patched on to the Old Testament system that these Pharisees were comfortable with. It was something that was going to do away with the old, was going to nail it to the cross, and we're going to see them resist it throughout the scriptures, even to the point where some people required circumcision to be a Christian, and we saw how Galatians talks about that and other places, but they wanted to patch the gospel and the new way into the old. And Jesus is making that really clear in this point, that that's not what's going to happen. That what he is going to do is new. What he is going to do is going to replace the old. And they needed to see that so that they could see their own sin, see their needs, and that they could get on board with the new that Jesus was presenting.
Jesus helps them to try to understand this as we look here. And he says, "No one having drunk old wine immediately desires new, for he says the old is better." People resist change generally unless they see the value in change. How much better it will be when the change is brought about. And that was the challenge the Pharisees were going to have to face up. Now, as you're listening today, I want you to think about with us as we've considered these things, that Jesus came to find those who realized that they were sick and needed a physician, those who realized they were lost and needed a Savior. And for us to see that, we have to see that there's changes that need to be made in our lives. Maybe you've got changes that need to be made. Maybe you'd like to be part of this gospel that Jesus came to establish. And we'd love to talk with you about that. And we hope that you will continue to study along with us as we think about these things in the life of Jesus. We'll pick up next time in Luke chapter 6, but we appreciate you joining us today, and join us again next time for a few more minutes of truth.
Savior, like a shepherd, Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.